We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Todd Rudd of the Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. And before we get started, let's go ahead and talk about the Buzz CRM, which Cannabis Radio uses regularly. And we want to go ahead and recommend others to work and join part in getting your marketing and automation set. You really take away the resources that you have been spending on. Cut the cost down on those. Cut the cost down on the staffing that you need. Micromanage the marketing that you need. Multiple marketing tools you don't need. Expensive subscriptions. Let's throw those out. All you need is all-in-one 500 tools at your disposal with the Buzz CRM. Effortless automation, AI handling your email, social media, and even customer inquiries 24/7 with our chatbot widget. Streamline your processes and nurture leads with customized automation. Connect with customers across SMS, email, social media, and more. And also detailed analytics and reporting so you can track your success. So the Buzz CRM has you covered. One single affordable plan. You can go right now to thebuzzcrm.com to learn more. Get yourself a free trial. Thebuzzcrm.com. Go ahead and find out more today. Now let's come along to my guest. It is a BIPOC-founded cannabis company with a powerful mission, believing in the power of legal cannabis to not only provide transformative experiences, but also to address the injustices caused by the war on drugs. And coming to me from New York City is the partnerships and events manager for the travel agency. I'm here with Sergio. Thanks for being with us. What's wonderful about the travel agency right now is that you have some great three centrally located stores right now in Manhattan. This is all in New York. So it's in two in Manhattan, Union Square and Fifth Avenue areas, and on Flatbush in Brooklyn. Amazing spots, amazing locations to have. And really surprising on how well, you know, this has all come together in the last couple of years. So the importance, especially with knowing New York State, is that they are, you know, they really want to go and advocate and they want to provide help and assistance to those for social equity. So we already have talked many times here on this show in Blunt Business about the conditional adult use dispensary licenses, retail dispensary licenses, the CURDs, and the path to the process of getting inspected, going through pop-ups, you know, to go and start a temporary store to get to the inspection of the actual physical building to finally opening up. But at this point, three stores opened up. Talk to me about the process real quickly of, you know, what you went through to go and get to the point through social equity to get these stores up and opening.
Of course, yeah. So I would say that the beginning of that social equity experience really started with our partnership with the DOE Fund. So when we launched in February of 2023, we were the third licensed dispensary to open up in New York State. And one of the big things that we focused on was that partnership with the DOE Fund, which supports folks that are moving from former incarceration, from houselessness, from a number of issues that are specifically impacting a number of members of the BIPOC male community. So as a part of that partnership, we created, you know, our first store, which was launched as the Union Square Travel Agency close to 2 years ago now. And just based on the rapid expansion of cannabis in New York, we've had the opportunity to partner with two additional card licensees to open up our downtown Brooklyn location, which you mentioned on Flatbush, and our Fifth Avenue location. So we've really taken the learnings of our first store and been able to apply it to creating a more equitable cannabis space for all involved and continue to support the efforts, the state efforts of supporting marginalized communities in the way that these stores and the ways that these businesses are prioritized as the state moves forward.
So I want to ask now, in the process of getting the license and to get these stores up and operational, talk to me about the obstacles that you had in terms of finding, first of all, the DOE Fund is the first time I've ever really heard about anyone in the social equity licensing space. We're trying to get these businesses up to, first time I've heard about the DOE Fund being put into place. I hadn't even heard about it until this came up to light. So for a lot of social equity licensees, not just in New York, but also in other states, you're having issues trying to find resources from those that might have gone through the licensing process, understanding that, you know, in New York State, I remember from the NPR articles that I read before how they talk about where is Chicago Atlantic is offering financing through the New York's CERD program, but it's a loan, and that may make sure you have to be able to pay that back, or the licensing fee that you pay, that's you're not going to get back. That's, you know, it's baked into the cake of trying to get everything set together. So talk about this associated with the DOE Fund as part of the integration and finding the resources that you needed to be able to go and successfully give these launches of these three stores.
100%. I think that one of the most interesting things about the DOE Fund is that we were coming into New York State with an already established organization. So I think that that comes, the non-for-profit partnership there really does support in a number of ways. I think the infrastructural support of our co-founders, Arena Hankin-Biggers and Paul Yao, their decades of experience in New York in multiple markets, in public advocacy, in real estate development, and just business in general in New York, allowed them to come into this space knowing that in order to launch a brand new brand in New York, you needed to have that institutional support. So when they had the opportunity to partner with a company like with a non-for-profit like the DOE Fund, which specifically, you know, I think the partnership showcases the travel agency's mission to addressing systemic issues by channeling these revenues into impactful and community-driven programs. We really found that the DOE Fund was the perfect partner for a partnership like this. Number one, because they were expressing an interest in the licensed cannabis space, which I think there was a lot of hesitation around early on. And so to find a non-for-profit partner that saw the value of contributing to this new cannabis ecosystem that was establishing itself in New York, not only provided us with that kind of background infrastructural support of working with a New York-based non-for-profit that had critical eyes to, you know, a variety of community leaders, but also provided us with this opportunity to continue to support their efforts of providing support for transitional housing, providing support for employment services. And I think that for us, the biggest thing that, you know, we see as our, you know, every location that we launch is we really see ourselves as being good neighbors to the folks that are in our community. So the way that we can provide not only, you know, I mean, safe, reliable cannabis products to those that are in the neighborhoods, but employment opportunities, we, you know, I mean, continue to across the board hire folks that have experience, you know, that we try to foster relationships with folks that have experienced incarceration in the past.
So I'm going to ask about that real quick, really, because of the fact that you do hire formerly incarcerated individuals and also legacy operators, which I'm really glad you're going to see that, because in one of the areas that I look at when we talk to other organizations out there or advocacy groups that have been trying to go ahead and push forward the need for to curb that illicit market, that you want to have legacy operators come in, give them their fresh start and a chance to thrive in the legal cannabis industry. So, you know, when you've brought these operators into the fold, into those, I've seen, we've had stories for those that were legacy operators incarcerated and have owned their own businesses and really going to start up their operations, which has been wonderful. But talking about the fact of, you know, when you look at where the legacy operators, they don't sometimes get the chance to go through the licensing process themselves to become owners, but you're giving them that path to entry into this industry.
Yeah, and I would say in addition to even the legacy operators in terms of giving them a path there, I think it's giving folks that have former cannabis incarceration records an opportunity to step into this business. I think it's so prohibitive so much of the time to have a cannabis offense on your record. And for us at all levels of the organization, we have, you know, I mean, we encourage people that do have former cannabis records to apply for these positions, because I think that it shows not only a commitment to, again, changing the industry in a small way by hiring these people and, I mean, inviting them into the fold, like you mentioned, but also just changing the stigma around what cannabis incarceration means. I mean, you think about the amount of people that are still in jail across the entire United States for cannabis offenses. And I think that for us, slowly but surely destigmatizing that by having these people in our workforce showcases that you can have a prosperous, long career in this upcoming industry. You know, and again, we can't, the travel agency is one, you know, brand of dispensaries in New York City. We can't change global or, you know, in federal rules overnight. But the smallest thing that we can do is be a small contributive change to changing that stigma, inviting those folks into our fold, and showcasing that this industry is really about supporting those that have developed and built this industry from the ground up and are offering, like you mentioned, an opportunity to join into the rapidly expanding ecosystem that's happening in New York right now.
One of the other areas that travel agency is very important, really and very ambitiously working on, committed to inclusivity, prioritizing and proudly carrying products from the LGBTQIA+ community, BIPOC, and women-owned cannabis brands to really...
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Foster more diverse and equitable industry. So, and we talked to a lot of different brands out there that fit all those different sectors. And, you know, it must be very difficult in some cases to go and have, you know, enough exposure to get the products out there to people who can, you really know. And it, aside from the message, it's also just great products out there, and you're giving them that shelf space.
Yeah, I mean, that for us, I think, is one of the biggest things that we can do is offering them that kind of show space for so many products. It's so, you know, I come from a background, I'm a small business owner. I've developed and created my own business, not in the cannabis space, but I just know the amount of investment that goes into taking something that's a small, independent endeavor and making it into something that has that kind of large scale, whether it's state traction or whether it's national traction in terms of a brand. So by continuously just focusing on those brands, every product card that you'll see in our stores will have a denotation that explains if that product is BIPOC founded, if that product is queer founded, if that product is female founded. I think it's important for us. And I think one of the things that we've seen in New York through our customers is customers care that brands are coming from these marginalized populations. Customers care that, especially in New York, that the products that they're consuming and purchasing are representative of the communities that they're a part of. And we find so many, you know, like you mentioned, the products are great themselves. You don't really have to do the work.
Oh, yeah.
Building what that looks like is there are so many incredible small business owners. There are so many incredible cannabis brands that just need that little bit of support that they might not have, you know, millions of marketing dollars behind them. So how can we offer that? How can we make sure that those products stay on our shelves? How can we make sure that our customers are aware of those products and coming up with new and exciting mm-hmm. weave them into, you know, what the cannabis cultural scene looks like in New York.
Yeah, cultural, community-based. It's the whole feeling of, you know, you're also helping to identify products that also would identify with people in the community themselves within the stores that you have. Now, the other thing I want to ask about is we know with a lot of different multi-operators, and I'm not, you know, putting anybody down, but they all have, you'll see that they'll have, you know, either somebody that's going to be for corporate social responsibility. So, but the thing is that your team at Travel Agency is looking to God just by not just have it where you're buying cannabis, but you're supporting a community that's actually working to create a better future, setting a new standard for social responsibility within cannabis. How would you say that is? How would you describe that?
I mean, I think for me, you know, what I'll say is I think that culture, and then, you know, coming from a partnerships perspective of thinking of the brands that we partner with, thinking of the communities that we partner with, the social organizers that we partner with, all of the above, is that this cultural change is something that you have to execute on the guerrilla grassroots sense of actually weaving in those actions and those endeavors into the way that you function as a business. I see it in the way that we hire. I see it in the partners that we bring in for various projects. We just were a sponsor of the Last Prisoner Project's inaugural gala in New York, which was a huge opportunity for us to support the efforts of this organization that has been creating such monumental change outside of New York on a national scale of really bringing attention to these matters. And I don't think, again, I would hope to say that the travel agency can, you know, wave a magic wand and we can be in a new place overnight. But I think it really is those grassroots efforts of focusing in on the communities that we're inviting in, the community spaces that we're creating. I'm a big believer that cannabis and creativity work hand in hand. So we sponsor a ton of cultural programming. We've worked with local drag artists, local filmmakers, local musicians, you know, folks that have had cannabis be a part of their creative process for so many years and now are able to speak about that from an authentic and organic way and create new community spaces. that for a lot of people aren't centered around alcohol and are centered around a new form of consumption. So for me, that's my greatest goal, is to kind of shift the cultural context of how we see cannabis and do it from a really kind of hyper-local New York level, because New York is, for so many people, a space where culture begins. So if we can create that kind of cultural shift here, I would be surprised to not see that cultural shift as it already has, but continue to take over across the United States and globally.
It's amazing how wonderful the stores look. It's very, very slick, very just what a space you have. Also, a lot of convenience when it comes to for customers opening from 9 to 11 p.m., 9 a.m. to 11 p.m., or 9 a.m. to midnight for a number of those stores, plus delivery as well. And as we said, there's a plethora of products that you have in here. So let's go ahead and send people to the website real quick, thetravelagency.co, thetravelagency.co. And you have so many different products here. Take us through really quickly just for some of the products that really stand out and what's when really moving off the shelves that you've had, that you've seen.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I would lean into, just for folks who have never experienced New York cannabis before, to lean into some of our locally grown brands. And I mean that in the sense of the business and the flower itself. One of my favorite brands is a brand called Flamer. They're born from the New York queer nightlife community. And really, they have essentially created these bright red joints, really incredible strains that they've kind of concocted and come up with themselves. But they've really created a community for themselves based on a community that they were a part of. So seeing that folks were socializing, seeing that folks, you know, in smoking lounges were not only smoking cigarettes, but were smoking joints, they created something that had this very sociable and shareable quality to it. So I definitely look at a few of their products. The Silly Goofy is one of my favorite strains. And they have a new strain out that's called PNC that I'd recommend that folks check out. Another brand that I'd just recommend that folks check out, the variety of SKUs that they carry, is Hudson Cannabis. Hudson Cannabis is up in the Hudson Valley. It is a female-founded, two sisters that founded this incredible cannabis company. It started as a hemp brand and then moved into cannabis. And essentially what they have is they have an incredibly diverse selection of SKUs, everything from pre-rolls, vapes, concentrates. And I think the beauty of it is really the sustainable and regenerative agriculture techniques that they use. I think that is something that I also look for in terms of brands that I want to feature and highlight, is brands that are not only contributing to the cultural ecosystem, as I mentioned, but folks that are really thinking about sustainability and environmental efforts through the product that they're bringing to market. So definitely Hudson Cannabis, Flamer. I mean, you can't go wrong with so many of the products that we carry on our shelves. One of the unique things is our Fifth Avenue location is the only dispensary that carries the Edie Parker line of handbags.
Oh, so we talked with them, yes.
Yeah, even if you're not a cannabis consumer, the travel agency can be a place for you. Everyone needs a lighter, everyone needs a candle, everyone needs a handbag for a gift at some point. So you can find your perfect product, even if if you're not a consumer yourself.
Fantastic. So again, thetravelagency.co, again, this website, thetravelagency.co. And also, if you are in New York City, make sure to go and visit. They're quick, right off the subway. Come on now. 835 Broadway in Union Square, 5th Avenue, 587 5th Avenue, and 122 Flatbush in Brooklyn. So make sure to go and visit them. Tom Cannabis Radio sent you. And Sergio, thank you for being on with us. Really appreciate you taking time out. And, you know, best of luck there in New York City. Great locations. Got a great thing going on. Thanks for making time.
Thank you. Hope to see you. If you find yourself in New York, please let us know. We'd love to have you by the stores.
All right. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money, like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
Taxes was paying so much to get your taxes done every single year. Now Taxes is getting a TurboTax expert who will beat the price you paid your pro last year, so you get the most money back this year. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Switch to an expert now at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Proof of amount paid may be required. Must sign up by 3/18 and file by 3/25. Subject to terms at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.